attimo. Papà Silvio Luis Alberto della Mafia.
God's into doing stuff in America.
Yeah.
instead of going to her church, she now is in Pensacola going to college school down there. And she walked up to me, and I didn't know who she was. I've seen thousands of people, so I don't remember everybody. And this lady runs up to me and says to me, "Do you remember who I am?" I said, "No." She said, "Well, I'm still healed anyway." But we're happy about all these miracles, and we're happy about Jesus. I have no way, I've been trying to describe to folks what it's like and how it works when the Holy Ghost comes. I can't do that. I don't have the right words evidently because of Jesus. See, if we had this kind of music in our word, every one of you would be out. The services are so Jesus. I mean, he really believes he's God. He thinks he has control of stuff. He really does. And when the sinners start playing and worshiping him, in our words, he just comes in and takes everybody over and knocks everybody down. It's pretty funny. So I have strict orders. Now this is going to seem peculiar to you, because it seems like it goes against what we've been taught our whole life. But it's not. It's not. If we want to get anything done, we have to obey the rules. And the rules are, whatever you want to do, you do that first as fast as you can, for God will come take over to what he wants to do. So we don't sing. We don't pray. You're not allowed to pray. What we do is we put a man who was a designated preacher. He gets up there, opens his Bible as fast as he can, and reads as many scriptures before God comes in and rips the place up. and it gets more and more intense, it seems like. We only call it a wave because the second time you pray, when you preach, the guy lifts his hand and goes, Jesus, the whole, it looks like he shot everybody at one time. And they all flip, and all you see is feet. Men, women, children, everybody. And this time they don't get up whenever they want to. So our services are a little different than y'all. A little bit.
Okay.
I hope Jesus makes them the same tonight. Actually. For me, well, I mean, if you end your soul winning, I was there. See, look, those are these balloons. Luke 12.
Come pray for them. I didn't understand.
not mad at anybody. I was sleepy. Do y'all know who this is? And I told the people, I'm not going to pray for her unless all of you get born again. Well, there's a whole bunch of them up in there. You know, the mama and brother Maul and they're fucking me. Well, the pastor was with me. He said, what'd you say? I said, translate these words word. I am not going to pray for her. They're going to let her die. I'm going to accept my Jesus, the Lord and Savior. I'm not going to be responsible for the death. They will, because they won't accept Jesus. And he translated it word for word, and the mom comes right up to me, Mama, y'all are amazing. She comes right up to me and touched me on the chest, and that's not a good thing sometimes. And she said, I would get born again, but what is it? See? Do you see why I have a job? Because people don't know what born again is. Do you understand what you're needed in the world? Because the people die in the sewers that need your handkerchief, that need your Jesus, that need your gospel, that need Jesus, that need Jesus. It's got to do with the Lord Jesus. that's not my fault. All I did was try to tell you, you shouldn't have come if you didn't want Jesus to die.
Something happened to me. I don't know how I got to figure it out yet. And I'm not trying to figure it out.
say, what you see, what you haven't seen, that's not what's important. What's important is your heart. Are you open to the Holy Ghost? I am. I don't know how deep or how wide or how serious or how strong or what nail it is you got for you tonight, but I'll tell you, it'll manifest out of it. But you see that fire thing? Because y'all thought about how fire is this. Did that verse 49 say the same thing you know about? Well, I have to tell you. See, look.
Heard me say, Jesus is Lord.
and the devil doesn't have the right to penetrate that town. And so he went into this village, and these people were dying with this incurable disease that I don't even know what it is yet. We're going to find out when I get home all the details. It's some kind of disease that gets on you and just eats up all your skin and muscles and kills you. I don't know what it is. Maybe y'all are smarter than I am, and that's good. And it's nothing wrong with being smarter than somebody else. But my problem is not being smarter than them. That's not my problem. My problem is stopping the plague. Are you with me yet? And this guy walks in, and these really educated individuals are there with all the white coats and all the pins and pretty stuff. And they've been there for a long time trying to stop this plague, and they told him, you can't come in here because there's a plague here, and we can't stay if we don't want to spread to other villages. And he lifted up his hands in front of the village elders. What's this? And he said, I stay this plague in the name of Jesus. Now, where do we get that right? Because our natural Jesus might want fire. He may not want some fires. He might want fire. Fire. He might want the Holy Ghost to come bearing out to you. That might be what he wants. Wait a minute. This guy can't read or write. He cannot. He's a good fellow. He can't speak Spanish, but he's still a good man. He can only speak Nahuatl. As they call it, he can't speak English. His hair is always messed up. He never has a clean shirt. Because he only has one, he wears it all the time. Daylight. Everybody that was sick, non-saved, there wasn't one saved person in it, but it's all of them.
Thank you.
I tell you, you just don't know what God's doing. Look at this bird here. This must not be in y'all's mind. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Who's got courage? Stand up there. Yeah, go ahead. Read it. Acts 1, 8.
Well, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
Where's your mouth? Well, pick it up. That's what I'm reading. Thank you. raised the dead. I do not understand why you can't read the Bible and say that God, Jesus, wants fire on the earth. And it says when you get the Holy Ghost, it's when you receive power. There is not a thing you can do to work it up. You can't, ain't no works you can do to get it going. You have to say, yes, Lord.
We
Mississippi River out in that Gulf of Mexico where those great waters all meet. Seriously. I took my fishing rod. Soon as it hit the water, I had to be.
Jesus' name. Holy Ghost. gospel.
I did notice fellow's name on the piano. Where is he? Yes, sir. What is your name?
Anybody, whether you know them or don't know them, that doesn't matter. You need to say, you need to be
going to walk up here with.
So what you do there right quickly, wherever you're standing there, just look around. See if there's someone. See how easy life is? He walked over this stuff. And said, you need to be born again. He walked right up here. Do you need Jesus, sir? Jesus.